Did you catch Damon and Molly this week?
Well, if you didn't, here you are at the podcast. Welcome to another weekly episode of the best bits of Damon and Molly for breakfast.
Yeah, but we love the potty. This is honestly my favourite part of the week.
Well, you are doing a little bit of artistry over there, drawing a couple of starfish.
Yeah.
So it's your busy time of the week, isn't it?
I draw while I think. You know that, Damon.
Now, last week we said that each week what we would attempt to do in our podcast intro was to give someone special in your life a call and get a bit of a weekly review. Now, last week we tried to call your nana. We only got her voicemail.
Yeah, let's give her a bell.
Okay, so while I do this, can you just say, so after we did this last week, you got a call back after we recorded the podcast, didn't you?
Yeah, so my papa called my mobile phone straight back and he was so upset that he missed it. And he then gave me quite the down low of what he thought, and it was a glowing review.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's why we're calling it, to make sure that we do get a good review. So
yeah.
I'm not interested in anything else. All right, the number's in. Do we think she'll pick up this way?
What time is it? She could be at the Rose Society meeting again. It's not looking good.
I hope we get to leave her another voice message. Is she generally a pick up and a couple of rings kind of gal?
Yeah. They could be in the garden though. I've got her mobile number. We could give that a whirl next.
Oh, we're not dialing two numbers. We're leaving her a voicemail.
Okay.
Although I will say it's ringing for a long, long time.
Yeah, it's going to voicemail. I can tell by this point. I would normally hang up. Oh, here we go.
You have reached the message bank of...
Hey, Nana.
Hi, Nana.
Hey, Papa. Hey, guys.
Could you please answer your phone next Friday? I don't care if you're at the Rose Society meeting. I don't care if your garden isn't looking okay. Be by the phone. Love you. Bye.
Are we ever going to get him? That's the game, though, isn't it?
Next Friday, we're going to try again. Make sure you tune into the podcast. Hit that subscribe button. This week, a great one. We discussed the merits of orange ice cream. We found the Murray Bridge running man. And we played plenty of games, including one with our newsreader, Jenny Ledman, which is spectacular.
It was so good. Even if you don't care about any of the podcast, just scan through until you get to Jenny. It's so enjoyable.
It's coming up.
Obviously, big day in my family yesterday. We had Mother's Day and my darling Nana's birthday.
Lots to celebrate.
Yes, yes.
Still no cake.
I know. I feel bad I didn't bring you any, but I honestly didn't bring cake home, so.
I'm glad your heart is hurting just a little bit.
My pain is your pain. So we had a lovely lunch with the whole family. It was a really great time, great food. And we went back to my parents' house and Mum suggested we have some board games. I thought, yes, you're speaking my language. We're doing this.
This is the way to break the family unit apart.
Yeah.
I know you say that I'm the competitive one of the two of us, but I think that's not necessarily true. We both equally share that trait.
Yes.
Is that a trait shared in your family?
Absolutely. But who always wins? This gal right here. And I won yesterday by 1 point. It was very satisfying. Scattergories. Ever played that game?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So for those that don't know, you roll the dice, you get a letter. Let's say it's the letter K, and then you've got a name.
Body part.
Yeah.
Knee.
Yeah, exactly. So we're playing this. The letter O comes up, and the first one is ice cream flavour.
Orange.
Tell me when you have had orange ice cream in your bloody life.
Doesn't matter. It would still be an ice cream flavour.
You might as well have been there yesterday, because this debate went around in circles for about 10 minutes.
Are you trying to tell me that you think that in the world there would be no orange ice cream flavour?
Well, the table was split down the centre. There was those that apparently have had orange ice cream at some point in their life, which is a lie.
And then there are those that are wrong.
There were those that said no. Well, the key answer here would be Oreo, because everybody has seen Oreo-flavoured ice cream before.
Here's the great thing about scattergories, though. There isn't just one right answer. There's many right answers.
Well, you'll be happy to know that my dad is a man who cannot let things go and loves to be right.
Well done, G.
We have a bit of a group chat going, and this was sent into the group chat this morning.
Great. It is a Scottsbury Farmers orange cream. It looks like a mixture of orange and vanilla. Would it taste great? Probably not.
But was
it real?
Right?
Yes. Orange ice cream for the win. Hey, Molly, yesterday you brought up on the show the fact that you'd had a rip-roaring game of Scattergories with the fam on the weekend. And in that game, there was a bit of an argument over a category of ice cream flavours starting with O?
Yes, and the correct answer would be Oreo. But my mum and dad wrote down orange. It then became apparent that Dad had to be right. We had a group chat going on with screenshots of orange ice cream. He also emailed me the same picture, so I feel like he really didn't want me to miss this.
Now, just to be clear, in categories there isn't need for one right answer, is there?
No, but I guess what I was trying to say is no one has orange ice cream in their fridge right now. And no one texted us yesterday when I asked that, so case closed.
Well, I don't think it is case closed. Now, I will say this. You put it up on our Instagram stories yesterday. Is orange ice cream a real thing? Mm. And an overwhelming majority of people said no.
Thank you, guys.
Overwhelming majority. But not case closed. We got a message from Helen on our Power FM SA text line and through our Facebook Messenger as well. She said, look up Hokey Pokey in Stirling. Mm. Now, I called into Hokey Pokey yesterday afternoon.
Did you actually?
Yes, absolutely I did. I wanted to do some thorough investigation. Thank you to Helen for putting me onto it. It's a beautiful little ice creamery / chocolatier in Stirling, right next to Baker's Delight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know and the one. Yeah.
Super, super cute. Now, they have a range of ice cream flavours. Now, unfortunately, it's on rotation, so there wasn't any orange in the fridge yesterday. Mm. I was looking forward to discovering some and shoving it in your face.
Well, that's rude.
They had delicious flavours like fig and vanilla, peach sorbet
there. Yeah, see, it's a delicacy. It's not like a standard flavour.
A blood plum sorbet in there.
A blood what?
Blood plum sorbet.
Okay.
Lemon and lime sorbet as well. So some great flavours there. Not necessarily your usual ones. Unfortunately, I didn't find orange. So
we had another message come through, which I found quite interesting. I cannot understand what this person's real name is from the Instagram handle. They have said they had a trio ice cream. It was orange, lime and vanilla, like those...
Neapolitan.
Yeah, yeah. It was sold in tubs in the 80s and the 90s from memory. Orange is a real flavour. We shouldn't have read that one out. You're not helping my argument.
Well, I just want to continue that pile on there because...
Well, there's more.
You worked at Royal Copenhagen, is this true?
Mm-hmm.
An ice creamery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that because when we looked at your LinkedIn page at the start of the year, that was literally the only thing on there.
I know. Ice cream scooper.
And now I've gone on to the Royal Copenhagen ice cream website, okay, which is rcicecream.com.au. And I've got into their flavour page. Now, of course, it's got your standards, your chocolates, your choc malt crunch, your choc mints, boysenberry ripples, your banana fudges, your cappuccinos. And if I look through, there's one that's really caught my attention. It's coloured orange. Mm. And it says Jaffa orange.
Oh, yeah, gross.
Did you serve that at Royal Copenhagen?
Too many times. I always used to ask people and say, do you actually want this? That's a Jaffa flavour, though. It's not orange ice cream. It's Jaffa orange, which I would accept.
I'm pretty sure it's got the word orange in the title of the ice cream.
You know what I mean? Like, orange is not like a flavour that you go, oh, yeah, I'm going to have some orange ice cream tonight. And people that order Jaffa orange ice cream, I've got questions for you. And it's like mint. Well, don't order it. It's a waste of time.
Don't throw mint in the mix now as well. I just want to say that once and for all, your dad and your mum, they're exonerated. Orange ice cream is accepted.
Do you want to ring my dad up?
Right now.
No, we don't have time now, but maybe during the next break. We're ringing him up. Because you're fighting me.
It should be so you can apologise to him. That's what it should be for.
Yeah, all right, ring him up. I'm getting a lot of grief. Bossman Dave just came in and said that Jaffa's his favourite flavour.
Describe in great detail how much he loves it. And even you pointed out that on the Royal Copenhagen ice cream, which was one of my pieces of evidence this morning, you said there was a second orange flavour, which is orange and poppy seed.
Oh, God.
But what we need to do now is to call your father to apologise for your insolence on the weekend. Let's do that.
Get him on.
Hello.
Hey, Dad.
How you going?
It's Damon and Molly. You're on the radio. Now, gee, I'm not sure if you've heard this morning. I have been defending your and Sue Molly's mother's honour after the travesty that was the Scattergories Games and the decisions that were made by your children on the weekend.
Well, it wasn't a travesty because we actually took the point because there is orange ice cream.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
Now, Molly. Now, Molly, I think that we've got your dad on the line. I think he deserves an outright apology from you this morning for your behaviour and your brother's. He's implicated in this as well for the denial that was the orange ice cream.
Okay. Dad?
Yep.
You're not my dad. I'm sorry I doubted you that ice cream, orange flavoured ice cream didn't exist. I still stand by my point, though, that it's not a staple flavour.
Well, it is, and I'm not saying that I'd ever have it, but the the question was flavoured coloured ice cream, and orange. Give it a check. That's 1 point. I don't know why you're complaining. You won the game.
Thank you for bringing that up. Yes, I did.
Now, G, was the ice cream the only point of argument on the weekend, or was there other things that I need to help clear up on the radio for you?
I might have written a place to visit Paris after the timer had run out, but I had him ahead, so I think that's fair.
I'll pay that one as well. I'll give that a big tick. Hey, now I just want you to know that I'm always here from you if you need to sort out any family issues. I'm happy to defend your honour on the radio, G.
No, you've done well. You've looked after me very well. Keep it up.
Absolute pleasure.
Did you have braces?
I did, on the top row.
What? Only on the top?
Yeah, no, my bottom row. They were good to go. They kind of gave you now. You don't need a full dental report, but yes, braces, top teeth.
Can you flash your teeth? Oh, yeah, great. Okay. Have a look at mine. Do you reckon I had braces?
Oh, but that sounds like a question I could get in trouble with. I don't know.
I did. I had so much dental work. As a child, I had a horrific bite problem. Anyway, we don't need to go into this. Basically, what I'm trying to say is my darling parents invested a lot of cash into the smile that I have. I went overseas and did not wear my retainer like a silly sausage, and that was the beginning of me stuffing up my teeth.
Okay, so you went through the whole rigmarole of braces, and then all you had to do was pop a retainer in at night times, and you couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it because I lived in a forest. It wasn't like you could wash it easily, sort of thing.
Just give it a rinse.
Yeah, but there was no water. It would be like a drink bottle out the side of the cabin sort of scenario.
All it needs is a splash.
Yeah, but have you worn a retainer?
I have.
It's more than a splash if you ask me. That smell is not good.
Oh, it certainly smells a lot more if you don't splash it.
Very, very true. Anyway, I'm so mad at myself at this because I'm now in the situation where my teeth have moved, not horrifically, but enough that it annoys me.
I don't look at your teeth and think that girl needs work. I don't think that of anyone, to be fair, but
yeah, true.
I especially don't think of that about you.
I have been trying to train myself to wear my retainer once more. I reckon I got a new one made when I started having anxiety that they were getting too far, that I wouldn't be able to fix them anymore. The lady told me if I wanted to move the one tooth I have an issue with, it would take me 9 months to move one tooth.
Do you think I should call you Snaggletooth now? If that's just a one-tooth problem?
Oh, my God, do not call me that. I'm not going to be opening beer cans with my tooth or anything like
that. Snaggy? Snags?
Stop it. Every time I put my retainer in, it feels like a pain I can't explain. Like, I imagine it's close to childbirth. Like, it's so bad.
It's not.
Sorry, have you birthed a child?
I could, even though I haven't, I'm going to tell you it's not.
Anyway, I go through phases where I'm like, okay, I've got to put it in, but it's so painful. I put it in once, take it out the next morning and go, God, I'm not doing that for another 6 months again.
You're also in that interesting point where you're in a bit of a new relationship as well. Are you wanting to pop the retainer in next to the boy?
No.
It's super cool. You've been using my butter. In fact, you've been using my breakfast items.
Jesus.
For months here at Power FM. And it's okay because I love and support you, right?
Can I jump in, please,
sure,
before you derail this situation more than you already have? You made a little sassy comment to me in the kitchen yesterday. Not much butter left. Might be your turn to contribute something. I was like, oh, here we go. Okay, I'll buy some butter. As I said to you, that we could happily take turns. So last night I went to the shops.
Uh-huh.
And I walked through the aisles and
sure,
I thought, okay, what butter do I get? Usually I just get whatever's on special. But I thought, no, I'll try and get the one that Damon likes. I know what brand it is.
Uh-huh.
And I went along and I thought, oh, that one will do.
Uh-huh.
There's like a, I don't know, it's like the Western Star one. There's like the red lid, the blue lid and...
The yellow lid.
Yeah, yellow. There it is. And I thought, oh, well, we'll go with this colour. And then I sent you a photo last night and I said, stop your whinging. This will be in the fridge tomorrow. And this morning you've met me with, oh, it's not the right one. Well, bloody hell, it's the same thing.
It's not the same thing because you have gone along to the supermarket and you have bought the salt-reduced products.
You should be thanking me. You're close to 40. You probably need less salt in your diet. Let's be honest with ourselves.
No one in their right mind thinks that a salt-reduced product tastes the same as a normal product. You could do it in Vegemite. Disgusting. Tomato sauce, terrible.
Sorry, I can't actually hear you. I'm just writing my resignation letter as we speak, so I don't have to work with you anymore.
Hopefully we've learned an important life lesson, Molly. Is salt reduced the same as normal?
Dear Adam, I wish to resign today so I do not have to work with Damon anymore.
Molly, this week we have been playing some brand new games.
Yeah, I've been loving it. Have you?
I have been loving it, except for the fact that I'm behind right now.
Well, maybe this could be your chance at redemption.
Well, the great thing about this game, our Wednesday game, is that it's not just you and I in here. Yesterday, we were hosted by the Ride Home host, Craig Pittman.
Mm.
It was fantastic having him. And today, we welcome our lovely newsreader. And just contain yourself there, Molly. Jenny Lindman. G'day,
hello.
Jenny. How are you?
Oh,
hi, Jenny.
Nice to see you up close and personal, Molly.
It is very nice.
It almost sounds like you're flirting. You're not. But, Jenny, Molly does give you big ups during the show every damn morning.
Ah, you are a legend.
It's always the most stylish person in the building. Up next, it's Jenny Lenman. That's one of my go-tos.
Well, the fact that you are such a style queen, both in fashion sense and in a news sense, is why we've brought you in.
Oh, okay.
Because today's game is called Lyrical Headlines. And the way that it's played is this. Jenny will pick random popular tunes and she will take lyrics out of those tunes, read them in your newsreader voice, your iconic voice, Jenny. And then, Molly, it will be up to you and I to buzz in with our names. Your name, Molly. Give it a try.
Molly.
Yeah, well done. And my name, Damon. And then we'll get a chance to guess. Get it wrong, the other person gets a freebie.
And we're going for artist and song title, if possible.
Yeah, I think, Jenny, you are both newsreader and judge all in right. this situation.
I think if you get... All right, 2 points for the name of the artist and the name of the song.
Yeah.
Right.
Obviously, if you just get one, that's one. And then the other person has an opportunity to guess.
How are we feeling? You feeling good?
Yep, I feel good.
All right. Let's play.
All right, I'll try to put my news voice on. So much pressure. All right. I want to be your left-hand man. I love you when you're singing that song.
Molly. And
I
got...
Go on.
Vance Joy, Riptide.
Ah, you got it, girl.
Oh.
That's 2 points for Molly.
Yes. 2 points, straight up. That is good. I want to be your left-hand man. Yes, very good. It's hard out of context. I'm just realizing this game is much more difficult
Uh-oh.
Than I thought it would be.
All right. I'm Jenny Lindman. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit, baby. Give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it. Too high. Can't
Damon. Britney Spears, Toxic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't really know that song.
Oh, it's from the old days. Yes. All right.
Play into the crowd, I see, Jenny. After this, we might be saying, average Jenny Lindman up next.
Oh, no, don't be like that.
Shots fired.
Already
I'm
throwing shade.
I love you deeply, Jenny. You know that.
You too. All right, here we go. I'm just a girl who's got nothing to lose and I got butterflies, but I'll stop if you want me to. Took my own breath away just then.
I've got no idea.
Do I know? Will I know the song? Is this my generation?
Oh, maybe.
I got nothing. No. Pass it, Jenny.
Pass. Amy Shark. That was my Shark impersonation.
What was the song?
Love Songs Ain't For Us.
Oh, wow. Oh. We've not been listening closely enough to that tune. That's a good one.
Stop All right. if you want me to.
That's right. 2 each.
Number 4.
I fill my days with the way you walk, and I fill my nights with broken dreams. I make up lies inside my head. One day, you'll come back to me.
Oh, my God, this is tough.
Oh, my God, it's so funny in your voice. I just get taken to another place.
Dreams inside my shoes.
Can we get it again? Sorry. Right.
I fill my days with the way you walk, and fill my nights with broken dreams. I make my lies inside my head. One day you'll come back to me.
Oh my God.
I've got no idea.
Absolutely. I hope you at home are in the car are doing way better than us. Jenny, what was it?
Maroon 5 with Megan 3 Stallion.
Megan the Stallion, sorry.
Beautiful mistakes.
Yeah. That's the one.
I like the fact that you are not playing chorus games at all. You are deep into the lyrics. That's how this game should be played. This is it, Molly. Both you and I are struggling. 2 points apiece.
This is going to be the decider, probably.
This is the decider. All right. Come on.
I'm just right here dancing around to the rhythm. The rhythm that you play when you're breaking my heart. You know that I can't get you out of my system.
I love it when you say, I can't focus.
I can't get you out of my system. The rhythm that you're playing with my heart.
Is it Dua Lipa?
No.
All right. I'm going to go. I may as well just take a guess because I'm going to go with.
Don't forget your buzzer.
Damon. Thank you. I'm going to go with Medusa, Piece of Your Heart.
Molly, you want to go?
I think I'm out. I'm sorry.
It's Topic. A7S Breaking Me.
I would have never known that.
We play that song a lot.
Yeah, but the only bit I know is na 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 na. You're breaking me down.
Well, Jenny, I think this game has proven a couple of things. Okay. Number one, you're awesome. Number two, it's hard.
Yeah, okay, 1-0. 1-0, that's all right. Do you know why that's good? Because overall this week I'm still in front.
Jenny, you are an absolute treasure.
Oh.
We love you very much. Will you come back again and play Lyrical Headlines with us next week?
I'd love to.
Thank you, Jenny.
My pleasure.
Hopefully it's a redemption round next week because neither of us did that well. It's power. If you've been following along with the show for the last couple of weeks, you will know that we have been on the hunt for one man.
Even longer than weeks. I reckon it's been a month at least. Gosh, it's exciting. I've heard this is somewhat of a surprise for me this morning.
We've been on the hunt for the Murray Bridge running man, a gentleman who tracks down Adelaide Road towards the southeastern freeway every morning between 5 and 5:30 on his route, doing his daily exercise, but you've been using him as a little bit of a timing device. Depending on where he is on the road, you know whether you're early or late to work.
Yeah, and I just brought it up on the air one day as a little slice of content. I never thought it would become this. I never thought we would figure out who he is.
We've tracked him down over a number of different days. We've been on the hunt. We've set it on the air. We've had a couple of leads. It really got serious in the last couple of days. When we talked about him at the start of the week, we had at least 4 to 6 people dropping us clues about who they thought this guy was.
Yeah.
Because their evidence corroborated, we were able pinpoint the man that we think it was. We got a photo of him. You got to say, the photo you saw yesterday was this running man that we see every morning.
Yeah, I said that's him straight away.
It was his backwards hat?
Yeah, he wears a backwards hat. He's got glasses and I would say facial hair. Not a beard, but facial hair.
Now, yesterday we didn't want to share any names.
Mm.
I can reveal this morning that his name is Todd.
Todd.
Now, we, after identifying who this was, we sent him a message yesterday. And the message said something like, you know, this will likely sound very strange, but we're on the radio. We have been talking about you for weeks. We believe you to be the Murray Bridge running man. We invited him to interact with us and just said, hey, no matter what you do, we'll respect your decision either way.
Of course.
Totally fine. I got a message back.
Oh my God,
Todd.
He replied. See, I haven't seen any of this, so I'm finding out with the listeners.
He starts in all caps. You finally got me.
Ah, he knows.
He writes, I believe I am the running man you have been looking for. I've actually been waiting for someone to pull me over to catch me. I've been trying to work out which cars are passing me each morning to work out which ones you are. Todd's going to come in for a chat.
When?
Hopefully in the next couple of days, we're going to meet
Todd. Oh, my God. This is sensational. He's up for it.
The Murray Ridge running man.
Oh, my God.
Has been identified.
And not only that, we get to meet him. You know what they say there? When you meet your heroes, something funny happens, so I'm just a bit nervous.
It's a 21st birthday present here on Power. And that was where we left the saga with the Murray Bridge running man. But we're in the future now, Molly. That's the great thing about recording this podcast. We have had the Murray Bridge running man, Todd, here in studio. You can catch the entire separate podcast, the same place you got this, at powerfmsa.com.au or on your favourite podcast app. Hit subscribe on Breakfast with Damon and Molly podcast.
And if you're a visual person like me and you want to see him with your eyes, head on over to our Facebook page. Actually, it's on our Instagram as well. That's Power FM SA.
Now, also a good reason to go there. On Friday, we had a live and local performance from a band called Early Warning. These guys were awesome. Anala and Jeff came in, rocked out on two tunes. Anala's voice, something else.
Damon, since you are such a keen singer, wondering if you could sing a bit of the song they also covered, Alanis Morissette?
You, I don't know.
Now, you're guys, welcome. What we've learned here is how quickly Damon jumps at that bait and he performs on cue.
Now, at the start of the podcast, you had drawn me one animal, a couple of starfish. Since I've requested a pig and a sloth, I want to say the pig looks good. The sloth more looks like Grover from Sesame Street.
Oh, I see that. How do you draw a sloth, though? That was a hard request.
Well, that's why I just chucked you something different. You asked for one.
Oh, yeah. I said, I'll draw you a picture because I am your third child.
Still no callback from the grandparents. Unfortunately, we will pick that up again next Friday when once again we drop another best of podcast. We love you very much. Join us Monday morning again.
Yes, and have a big kiss.
Mwah.
Bye.